The interesting thing about Donald Trump's visit to China is that this meeting is not happening in a normal situation. This is happening after months of pressure, military tension, oil disruption, and economic uncertainty. And if you look carefully, the entire summit feels less like a friendly diplomatic meeting and more like two heavyweight players sitting across a chessboard trying to figure out who will blink first. Because over the last few months, the United States has been extremely aggressive in protecting its interests. First came the pressure around Venezuelan oil, then came the conflict involving Iran, then instability around the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf region. And in both situations, Washington showed one thing very clearly: military power. The message from America was simple. If global energy routes are connected to US strategic interests, then America's ready to intervene aggressively. Now, why does this matter to China so much? Because China's economy runs on energy. Factories, exports, shipping, manufacturing, everything needs massive amounts of oil. And for years, China benefited from discounted oil coming from countries under pressure from the West, especially Iran and Venezuela. But suddenly, those oil supply lines became unstable. The taps that were helping China run its economic machine at cheaper rates slowly started tightening. And this is where Trump's China visit becomes very important. During the meeting, both sides agreed on one major point. The Strait of Hormuz must remain open. That line may sound diplomatic on the surface, but underneath it is a very serious reality. If the Strait of Hormuz becomes unstable, China suffers badly because a huge portion of its imported energy passes through that route. Now, according to the White House, Xi Jinping even showed interest in purchasing more American oil in the future, which would reduce China's dependence on the Gulf region. And interestingly, China's own official statement did not mention this part. And that itself tells you something important. Both countries are trying to carefully manage the narrative. America wants to show, look, our pressure strategy is working, China is adjusting. China wants to show, we are not surrendering, we are simply maintaining stability. And honestly, if you look at the way China hosted Donald Trump, the body language itself says a lot. China looked cautious, measured, calm, not weak, but observant. Almost like that silent student in class who doesn't speak much during the argument, but watches every single move carefully. Because till now, the US has been the louder power in this phase of geopolitics. America moved aircraft carriers, America applied sanctions, America used military pressure, America disrupted strategic oil access. Meanwhile, China mostly stayed quiet publicly. But being quiet does not mean being inactive. China has been studying the situation carefully because Beijing understands something very important. Trump cannot continue permanent aggression forever. At some point, he has to show results back home. And this is where the real pressure starts. Because for the average American voter, foreign policy only matters if it improves life inside America. People want cheaper fuel, lower inflation, more jobs, better industries, economic confidence. If all these aggressive moves across the world do not translate into visible economic improvement inside the US, then politically it becomes dangerous for Trump and the Republican Party, especially with midterm elections always sitting somewhere in the background like an approaching exam date. It's almost like a businessman taking a huge risky loan. Initially, people are impressed by the confidence, but after some time, everybody asks the same question. Okay, where are the profits? And that is why this entire US-China situation is now turning into a race against time. Both sides know they need stability. Both sides know they need economic breathing room. Both sides will talk. Both sides will compromise somewhere. But the real question is, who compromises more? Who runs out of pressure capacity first? Who gets economically exhausted first? Who makes the bigger adjustment to avoid bigger damage? Because in geopolitics, countries rarely accept defeat openly. Instead, they slowly adjust their position while trying to make it look strategic. And that is exactly what we are witnessing right now. No friendship, no peace, no trust. But a temporary balancing act between two giant powers who understand that hurting each other too much can also damage themselves. And in the coming months, the real winner may not be the country that shouts the loudest, but the country that plays the smartest diplomatic move at the perfect moment and quietly forces the other side into accepting terms without officially admitting defeat. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.